T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Thursday morning. It's December 5th. I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out there for us this morning. In Brooklyn, East Flatbush, a 57-year-old woman just standing around her apartment last night, minding her own business, not bothering anyone, when suddenly a bullet tore into the apartment and hit her in the chest. Glenn is live on the scene for us on Linden Boulevard this morning. Glenn.
And quite a bit of confusion, actually, Lee. When I arrived here this morning around 4 a.m., there was some speculation that maybe this woman was not in her apartment and was possibly in a car outside, because there's a car that has at least two or three bullets in the window. But the police have confirmed again to me they believe she was in the kitchen of that apartment. It's a four-story building here on Linden Boulevard. Standing there about 11:15, she heard the shots and then realized that she had indeed been hit. Taken over to Kings County. I'm told she's been stabilized, is in serious condition, but will survive that shooting. Not the intended target, as we've been talking about. Other gunfire here, obviously, on the street that hit that car, so they're trying to piece this all together. Now, I spoke with some young people who were just gotten off the train, either from work or just being out for the night, as they were trying to get back in the building and could not.
This is crazy. Like, nobody heard nothing. Nobody know nothing. They got my building on lockdown. We got to get questioned coming in and out the building.
No, nobody likes to come home and hear that somebody has been shot in the building, right?
No, not the best way to start your day, obviously. And we've talked about in recent months, this is just the latest stray bullet incident that has taken out an innocent person in the city. So they want to arrest somebody. They got to find who did this. Cops are doing that. They're working the case, hopefully, to talk to witnesses here, which is pretty tough, though. Not many people want to talk at this point. As I mentioned, they're focusing on this car. I'm looking at it now. There's actually 1, 2, 3 bullet holes in the driver's side window. They probably got hit with bullets, whoever fired from the street, and one of those hit this woman. We'll hopefully also catch up with her family at some point later, but she's in serious but stable condition here in East Flatbush.
Glenn Shuck on Linden Boulevard in East Flatbush this morning on the All Local. Many Mets fans have been hoping for many years that the team might be sold to someone who might do a better job with it, and maybe that's about to happen, as John Montone tells us live from Midtown this morning. John?
And Lee, you know, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree looks just beautiful, and fortunately there will not be a subway strike. But hey, the Mets are finally going to get some money to work with. I mean, you know, they do play baseball in New York City. They charge the Broadway prices and then give you a dinner theater from out in the suburbs. But now the Wilpons will be selling to Wall Street billionaire Steve Cohen. He's the guy they modeled Bobby Axelrod from the show Billions, and he does have billions to spend, which this is what it means to Mets fans. Bobby is so delighted, and although he's not the type of guy to bash the Wilpons, what do you think of them?
I think you got to spend a little. And
spend?
I think you got to spend a lot more than they have been.
Yeah. Are you calling them cheap?
Frugal would be a better word.
I think you're the kind of guy to bash the Wilpons.
You know, it's nothing personal. I've met Fred, talked to him. He's a wonderful gentleman, but this is New York City. They've got to run the team like the Yankees, not the Toledo Mud Hens.
All right, so this is going to take a while to fully vest, right?
Yeah, it's about 5 years, but here's the thing. Guys like Steve Cohen, they don't sit in the background, okay? Which my feeling is the money will start to flow a lot sooner than that.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. John Montone live from Midtown this morning on the Mets. Some homeless men got into a fight last night on the F train platform at the 2nd Avenue Houston Street station. Knives came out, two men were stabbed, three others ran into the subway tunnel to escape. Both victims are expected to survive, but cops are complaining that one of them is refusing to cooperate with the investigation. First it was styrofoam, then it was straws. Now the city's coming after paper receipts, particularly those that are coated with a chemical known as BPA, which according to some studies could harm the female reproductive system in women exposed to high levels of the chemical. The city council's considering a requirement that stores offer receipts by email instead. As Council Speaker Corey Johnson put it, nobody needs foot-long receipts. The council will also consider requiring paper receipts, if they must be printed, to be printed on recycled paper. Businesses might also be required to recycle receipts. The MTA and the Transport Workers Union, Local 100, have reportedly reached a deal. That would be more than 6 months after the old deal expired. And nurses who work for city hospitals and city agencies have a new tentative contract. The union representing 9,500 nurses says that the deal includes pay increases, improvements in the work environment, and what it calls groundbreaking nurse-to-patient staffing ratios that protect patients. The deal is still subject to approval by union members. We don't hear as much about cockfighting as we used to, but it's still going on if you know where to look. And police in Paterson, New Jersey, found an apparent cockfighting operation in their town yesterday. Police Director Jerry Spezial says they found 84 roosters and chickens, as well as a chained-up pit bull sleeping on a car. Eight people were arrested on drug and animal cruelty charges.
The animal cruelty is going to be the fact that they're having these birds fight, you know, that they have the, you know, the things that you can put on them, you know, the spurs, the fact that they have different types of steroid drugs that they were giving these birds. So there's different things there that are cruelty in itself.
A local animal rescue group, St. Hubert's, has taken the chickens and will, quote, place them, although it doesn't say where they'll be placed. Well, we know New York is home to Pizza Rat, but there's also Coffee Rat. He was spotted dragging a coffee cup across a subway platform in Brooklyn. Caught on video doing that. The woman who posted the video on Twitter wrote, "Made my whole day," which shows you what passes for entertainment here in New York. It was 4 years ago that the world was captivated by Pizza Rat, spotted carrying an entire slice of pizza down a stairway in the subway. That video has been rolled 11 million times on YouTube, so there is apparently a market for video of rats carrying food and beverages in the subway system. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.